for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Our 9 o'clock hour, our On the House hour, we spend the hour talking about something on your home, castle, or cabin. You have our home maintenance calendar, a free publication we mail out every year. We're talking water resources in August. We had a great broadcast on August 7th with the Arizona Farm Bureau talking about the water reduction and water management that we've learned in farming over the years. We talked about an article. We mentioned in Arizona that we're using the same amount of water today as we were in 1957.
That's right.
And a big part of that is how we irrigate our fields. But
that's with almost a tenfold population gain. We're using the same amount of water.
Pretty impressive. And the Smithsonian even had published a couple years ago that Americans are using less water than we did in 1970. So it's not just Arizona as a whole, but America as a whole. We haven't really increased our water usage, but we've increased a huge amount of population.
Well, Gary can testify to this. I mean, in the 60s and 70s, every dad was in the front yard washing their car.
Yeah, I was doing that with my dad, too, and cutting the yard.
Yeah, right. I mean, everybody was hand washing their own cars, you know. But it is interesting to think about water, and it's our topic we've been focusing on for the entire month. It's a finite resource, but the miracle of Mother Earth is that it is infinitely recyclable. I don't care how clean the glass of water you just drank was. You can all but guarantee it's been through a body's person, a cow, a horse, a dog, a snake, a javelina, a bird. It has all been through the recycling process. Finite source, but infinitely renewable.
And it's renewable because 71% of the earth is covered by water, 2.5% is fresh, and of that, only about 1% is easily accessible, which is pretty impressive that only 1% of water, fresh water, is just accessible. And how, you know, 1%, and there's 8 billion people on earth?
Yeah, seriously.
1% of fresh water keeps 8 billion people alive. And growing.
It's like our cousins say down in Louisiana. We may have the Cajuns to thank a little bit for this because all they drink is bourbon and beer. By the time the water in the Mississippi River gets to New Orleans, it's been through an animal 18 times. That's why they don't drink any water in New Orleans.
Animals have been known to drink alcohol, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it is Louisiana.
That's true. But what we want to say in today's article is just because Arizona has had record monsoon season this year, it's not reason enough to take your eye off the ball.
And if you've been following the news or saw any reports that you couldn't get away from it, even the Wall Street Journal was reporting on the Tier 1 shortage that's happening at Lake Mead that will reduce the amount of acre feet of water Arizona can pump out, and Arizona farmers are going to get hit the hardest in Pinal County on cutbacks. We're going to have 512,000 acre feet of water that we're not going to be able to have access to.
Now that sounds like a big shortage.
It does sound like a big shortage,
but there's a but. There is a very big but here.
I haven't done the math on it, okay. But what? When we're talking about using 1% of the fresh water globally,
yes,
512,000 of that 1% is, you know, it's not even a droplet of water, I think, when done in comparison. But we wanted to talk about some of the things that you may do that you don't realize are using more water, because water isn't necessarily a point of use item.
Not always. That's so true.
Yeah. How much of your cousin's bourbon, how much water did it take to grow the grass in Kentucky to get the bluegrass? How much in the distilling? How much in the the glass creation of the bottle?
And the ice.
And the ice. And the shipping. And the storing. And the moving. That took a lot of water to get that bourbon. So it could be, you know, looked at as using source resources from areas where you get more natural rainfall or water's more abundant than trying. And we've got a couple big picture ideas.
We do.
And some of these things would be absolutely impossible to calculate. But it broadens your perspective on water. And by just changing a couple daily habits, if we all did that, you know, the impact we would have is going to help keep us growing a population into the future.
It's really.
And continue to not, you know, have statistics like this where we're using the same amount of water we did in 1957. And you know what's interesting about that statistic? We didn't have the CAP in 1957.
That's right. That's like a desert life vein, babe. The founding fathers of Arizona really did do a pretty incredible job of planning water utilization and preservation. I can see how people in the 50s and 60s could think that one day Arizona was going to have 7 million people because they had vented air conditioning. But the guys that were thinking water storage, water retention in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, that's a very encouraging dimension of human initiative. And it's just it's something to think about. So we want to talk this hour a little bit about encouraging y'all to think outside the box when thinking about saving water. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will get your name and number. We'll get you on air as quick as we can. Oh, and I do want to give a little advance notice. We're going to give Jennifer her own regular segment in the show. It's going to be called The Joys of Working with Husband and Son at Rosie on the House.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a regular segment of the show.
I thought it should be about how Rosie and Romy love working with Jennifer.
Well, it could be. It could be that as well.
But it could go the other way.
Yeah, right.
The segment is going to be Aging in Place, and Jennifer has become certified Aging in Place specialist. So we're going to regularly be talking about things all of us need to be considering for ourselves and for our family and our loved ones. So thinking outside the box on water conservation, let's talk about just electricity.
And you constantly hear advertisements for energy savings, energy savings, energy savings. Do this and it'll save you that. Do that and it'll save you this. And while a lot of those claims probably are true, no one ever drives the point home that energy savings is water savings. Our electricity is generated from water, whether it's hydroelectric at the dams or you're steaming water to spin the turbines. Doesn't matter the heat source, if you're using coal, natural gas, or nuclear, all they're doing is heating up water, turning it into steam. That steam under pressure spins these turbines that generate your electricity. Now, there are a few electrical generation plants like natural gas that are running combustion engines, but that's a very small percent of it. Most of it is still just heating water. So you can't have water. You can't have power without water, and you can't have running water to your home without power. Which comes first?
One point I'd like to bring up, maybe one more point to consider appointing Rosie King of Arizona, is if you would all super cool your homes. Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant, virtually the largest power generating station we've got in Arizona.
Generates the largest nuclear plant in the country.
In the country, yeah. It produces 33 billion kilowatt hours, enough for 4 million customers. It consumes 74,000 acre feet of water in a year. And they do a lot of recycling as well. If they didn't recycle, it'd be a much higher number.
Well, and that water is all reclaimed water.
It is. It is.
From the cities of Phoenix and Mesa and Avondale and Scottsdale. Every time you run your water and it goes down the drain, it's reclaimed. And that's the
water. We're making electricity out of it. That's right.
Palo Verde uses.
So if everybody would supercool and take the peaks off the power demand of the grid in the hot summer afternoons, we would save the need to build another power plant until another 5 million people got here. So that would be another reason to supercool, live more comfortable, better indoor air quality, lower electric bills, and delay the need for the next generation station. See, I should be voted king of Arizona. I don't want to be governor. I want to be king. Because, yeah. Okay, because I want to be a dictator. I don't want to.
But you're known as the benevolent
I want to be known. I want to be the benevolent dictator of Arizona. Yes, absolutely. So that's one more reason to just consider conserving your electric consumption. You're going to be saving water for the state by cutting down on your electric bill. You cut it down strategically, you're going to be cutting down the need to build the next power plant. These are all things we need to consider thinking outside of the box when it comes to that 1% of available fresh water on the planet.